6:13 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you. This hour we are live and local with local music as always. And tonight is a special night because we're going to be throwing the spotlight on one of our favorite bands here during Live and Local, Blue Cactus. Steph Stewart and Mario Arnez are releasing a brand new album this week on Friday. The album is called Stranger Again. And we're going to have them here in the studio to chat about it in just a bit. But over the next 30 minutes, we're going to be playing some great music from that album, including a couple of the singles that they've already dropped in advance of the album's release, starting with this one, Blue Cactus off the brand new album, Stranger Again. Here they are with Come Clean. Come Clean, one of the new singles off the new album, Stranger Again. That's Blue Cactus there, and we now have Blue Cactus here. Steph Stewart and Mario Arnez here in the studio with us. How's it going? Thanks for coming on in.
Hey, y'all. It's going great.
Hey, hey.
Excited about the new album, right?
Yeah, we are so excited.
It's going to be good. Well, the album comes out in a couple of days, but we're going to have more from Steph and Mario, Blue Cactus, and we're going to hear a couple more songs off of that album when we come back as Live and Local continues after this. It's 6:18.
This is David Joseph from School of Rock Chapel Hill, and you're listening to Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill.
6:19 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, live with Blue Cactus today. Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz joining us here in the studio ahead of the release of their brand new album, Stranger Again, coming out in just 2 days. BlueCactusMusic.com is their website if you want to know more about it now. A couple of singles already out, and we've already heard Come Clean. We'll hear a couple more in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. But thank you both so much for being with us today. And I got to say, I had a chance to listen to the full album for the first time earlier today. And again, it's fantastic. So really nice job.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tell us about the album you put it together. Was how much of this was put together like in the last year when everyone was dealing with the pandemic?
Actually, it was basically put together right. It was finished being put together right as the pandemic was
right
setting
before.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, all the audio parts of it. But as far as what we'd focused on during the pandemic with the album was really the graphic design and getting all of that together. The recordings and everything, we were so thinking we would put it out in 2020.
Right.
But we ended up taking that time to just recalibrate and wait till we felt ready. So
yeah. So what made it May that you felt ready?
Well, originally before everything was getting canceled and shut down, we imagined maybe the fall of 2020 was mm-hmm. going to be the time that we were going to release. And when we decided we needed to pause on that, we were just kind of rethinking things probably at the top of this year. And we had just been, you know, like everybody else, kind of pushing things back a couple months, seeing how far we can, like, how shortly we can kick the can.
Couple weeks, couple months.
Yeah. And I don't know, we just kind of settled in there. Part of it was also working with our friends at Sleepy Cat Records, kind of getting everyone's timelines together where it all seemed to kind of play together nicely.
Well, this is the week, so how excited are you about the release on Friday? What is an album release date like? Because you've been through this before. Like, the album's done. You've had it, like, in your lives. It's been in the can for a year. So what is that day like for you?
I mean, I've never had a baby, but I feel like it's the closest that we... This one was, like, a very long-term delivery for us.
A lot of labor.
I think it's similar to that without knowing. So, you know, what do I know? But yeah, it's just, it's something that you know is going to be amazing and you can't wait for people to hear it. We're so proud of this record. We put a lot of time and I think this is the best thing we've written to date. And we got so lucky with the people who played with us on the record. And our friend Alex, who kindly co-produced with us, just brought so much to the project. So we just want to share that with the world. And, you know, we're really happy to be doing that in 2 days.
Yeah. Who did play with you on the record?
Yeah, well, as you said, Alex Bingham, he produced and played bass on it amongst a couple other instruments. We had Gabe Anderson playing drums, who also heads up Sleepy Cat Records. Mm-hmm. And he wears many hats, does a lot of things. We'll make a great batch of tie-dye shirts every once in a while.
He did the album art design as well. Like, he designed that. He's making a music video for us. I mean, when we say he wears many hats, I mean, he's got like a closet full of them, basically.
Nice.
Yeah. We also had Whit Wright coming in from Nashville to play pedal steel on it. Okay. An amazing player.
Joe McPhail played the keys.
Cool.
And then actually Simon Kujinian, who was like an assistant engineer for the project, along with Ryan Johnson, who was leading the engineering. Simon played some synthesizer on it. And then we had, we got so lucky and got our good friends Skylar Gudaz and H.C. McIntyre to add some extra harmony on there.
Yeah.
And I think that's everyone.
That's a great lineup. Yeah, that's awesome. Speaking with Steph and Mario from Blue Cactus, let's hear another song. We just heard Come Clean. What do you want to play next?
You can play the title track.
All right.
It's called Stranger Again.
All right. So set this one up for us, because the song is great. I think this is my favorite song off of the album, having today heard the whole thing. And we did get a chance to debut it earlier, but I'm excited to to play it again. This is the title track for the whole album. Does it kind of set the mood for the whole album as well?
Yeah, in a way, I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like thematically it really connects to everything, and that's why we decided it made sense to be the title track. You know, all these songs kind of deal with relationships, growing together, growing apart from people, which has completely kind of been recontextualized in the pandemic. And I think sonically too, like the soundscapes that we're exploring in that song kind of trickle in throughout the album. It kind of pushes the envelope of what we've been doing with country music. But it also kind of has some of that classic stuff in there that we love.
Yeah. How long did it take you to say this is the title for the album? Was it a long debate, or was it like, yep, it's got to be this?
I don't know. I think it was kind of quick in that we were looking at our list of songs that, you know, were definitely making up the album. And I don't know. Part of it, we're suckers for titles in a way, and that one just kind of rolled off a little bit. When you're just staring at a couple different titles, you start seeing some kind of flash out above the others.
Yeah,
we were just talking recently too about the title, and like, I feel like a lot of these songs sort of wrote themselves. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of what the process was like for us, and it sort of feels like now in hindsight that this title made way more sense than we ever imagined, because we literally set this down. Like, we've felt for a while that music was distracting us during everything going on, you know, with just all of the racial justice work going on and like the pandemic. And so we just didn't listen to music for a while. Mm-hmm. And we just were living in the world that we're in. And we kind of got estranged from this record, you know what I mean? With the time going by and doing nothing with it for months. And then when we came back into listening to this and practicing for some things we have coming up where we're playing, and I just fell in love with this record in a whole new way. It deepened its meaning for me, and like the relevance that I feel these songs have, you know. And the title Stranger Again is just, to me, it's like that's to us what the album has become. It's like this beautiful stranger that we have become friends with again.
Yeah. You loved it, you step away from it, you come back, and you fall in love with it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's the song too, and here is Blue Cactus with the title track off the new album, Stranger Again. Thank you. Blue Cactus there with Stranger Again, the title track off the brand new album coming out on Friday. More from Steph and Mario live here in the studio as Live and Local continues after this. It's 6:31. 6:32, your time coming up next hour. We'll have prime time in the ACC. Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, on Wednesday night. Live and local this hour with local music, and we are joined in the studio by Steph Stewart and Mario Arnez, Blue Cactus. And their new album, Stranger Again, drops on Friday in just a couple of days. I got a chance to hear it today in full. It's fantastic. You want to listen to it as soon as possible. BlueCactusMusic.com is the website. And you already mentioned you got a couple of like shows and things coming up too, right? What's going on?
Well, we have some tentative things in June. So we'll announce those once they're official. I think, you know, folks are being very careful and making sure that everything COVID-wise stays on track. But yeah, stay tuned. You know, we'll post it on our socials for sure. Or we have a mailing list, all of those places, BlueCactusMusic.com. We'll definitely announce it as soon as it's official.
Cool. Have you had a chance to play live in the last year, or will the next show be the first show in a while?
It's pretty close. We did play a really nice backyard show in Raleigh at this place called The A-Frame.
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago. So it's still super fresh. It was a very nice but kind of bizarre experience. It's sort of like getting back on a bike that you absolutely know how to ride, but there's something a little strange and foreign about it. It's what's so strange about it is that it is foreign, right?
Yeah.
That you can kind of be on autopilot in a way, but it's still very fresh.
Yeah. What was it, like the backyard show vibe is really cool. What was the audience's reaction? I'm sure for some of them it was their first time going to a show in a while too.
Yeah, it was, and I think we were all just feeling a lot of gratitude for being able to be in that space. It was a gorgeous day weather-wise, and there was so much space to spread out and, you know, be socially distant and. You know, and people didn't have to wear masks in their zones. And so, like, it was a really beautiful thing to play music and see people and hear them respond after the songs and, you know, talk to them at the merch table after. I mean, I think we all just felt very, like, happy to be there.
Yeah. What did you hear from folks, like, talking to them at the merch table? Like, how did they, I'm sure you played some of the new stuff. How did they respond to it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, you say new stuff, you know, a lot
I was gonna
of
say, yeah.
All this material doesn't feel super new to us, but we actually did play a brand new song that we had finished writing the day before.
Nice.
So yes, we did get to have that experience of totally just trying out a brand new one.
Cool.
And that really felt amazing. That was probably one of those big, like, kind of awakening moments, or reawakening moments, I guess, of like, wow, yeah, this is the thing that we've been missing, is, you know, getting that first play and got a great reaction too.
Nice. There is one song on this album, at least one song, Radio Man, that was on a previous release. What is it, a re-recorded version of Radio Man? I felt hearing it like it was a different version. I was hearing it for the first time again.
Yeah. So we loved that song, and when we had first written it, we had just started playing with Alex Bingham and Gabe Anderson, who recorded with us. And so we were all very excited about this song, and we recorded it very soon after. I mean, you know, after we first wrote it. And we just released it as a single. But, you know, after getting to play on stage together and collaborate more, we kind of felt like we had shifted in some of the things we were doing with that song, and we wanted to add more than just, like, this live version that we did initially with, you know, just the four of us. So that was really great to, like, have the time and space to, like, play it together. We didn't take a ton of time with it. It was the last song we recorded for the record in that session. And, I mean, we recorded it on our last night, and we did three takes, and I feel like we nailed it, and just had, like, that was one that Saman added some extra synthesizer on. And I felt like we could relax into the song, because when it was new, we were still a little bit, like, on our toes, and you know, aware of the newness, mm-hmm. but we just felt very comfortable with it. So, yeah, I'm really glad that we got to do it again and just, yeah, put it on the record with these other songs.
Yeah. Well, that one's on there as well. Again, bluecactusmusic.com is the website. Go there and find out more. And the album itself drops on Friday. But let's hear one more song off of it. This is also a new single that's just out too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, set this one up for us.
Yeah, this one is Rebel. It's
you're on vocals for this one, right?
Yeah. I sing the lead on this one. We bounce back and forth between, you know, singing together and different leaders in the songwriting process. But yeah, this one is I don't know, kind of an ode to appreciating what was in my 20s. Some of the reckless abandon I had back in the day, and also appreciating some of the security of adulthood in a way, I guess.
Awesome. You mean me?
Sure. Yeah.
Looking at me.
I was gonna say the two of you were looking at each other like this is about. All right, I get it. All right, here's Blue Cactus off of the new album Stranger. Again, this is Rebel.
Cut all the right lines. I ain't fooling.
Rebel there. That is Blue Cactus again. New single off the new album, Stranger Again, which comes out on Friday. Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz joining us here in the studio. The album's great, and thank you both again so much for being with us. What else should folks know about you, about the album, or anything else?
Well, let's see. One of the new things that we've got going on that's kind of come out of the whole pandemic and not being able to play shows is we have a Patreon, which has been really fun for us.
Nice.
We've gotten to connect with fans on a deeper level with that platform. And so for anybody who, you know, wants to support us on a like sustainer basis where you contribute on a monthly calendar, you know, it's an automatic thing. It's pretty easy to sign up. That's been really fun. And we've actually been releasing songs on there little by little. And so today, as soon as we get home, the last two songs on this record are going to go to our patrons, and they'll have access to the whole record. They get a free download. It's just a thank you for supporting us through all of this. And another cool thing that I discovered over the pandemic is that I am actually pretty decent at visual art. I always thought I wasn't. Growing up, I never felt like I could draw or whatever. And a couple of friends of mine are really good at lino cutting. And so I got interested in that over the pandemic, and I did two original prints for people who pre-order their record. So there are 2 days left, not even anymore, because Friday it drops. So you have today and tomorrow, pre-order this album on vinyl or CD, and you'll get one of those lino prints added in as a bonus.
Awesome. And I'm looking at one right now, right? And it looks awesome.
Like, thank you. They're inspired by tracks on the record. So yeah. One is Rodeo Queen, and it's got this cool disco ball sunset going on.
And
the Rodeo Queen is on the horse, right, with that sunset behind her. And then there's Radio Man. I made a print for that with a cool radio tower that
I should have
brought you that one. I'll get you that one, too.
Yeah. Well, again, the album is Stranger Again. BlueCactusMusic.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Link to the Patreon on the website as well if people want to go there and get it. You can pre-order the album now through tomorrow, but then it drops on Friday, and then you can just order the album, which you should do. It's fantastic. BlueCactusMusic.com, the website, and the album drops on Friday. Steph, Mario, thank you both so much for being with us again today.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.